spooky week begins. This is your reading for Monday, May 6th. If you would like to see the spread, check out LVX Media Net on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. All right, our cards today. The theme card is the Empress. Keywords here being creativity, beauty, and abundance. The tool card is the Seven of Cups. Options, daydreaming, and wishful thinking. The obstacle is the inverted Eight of Swords. A survivor facing your fears and feeling empowered. The advice card is the Ten of Cups, the message of this being prioritizing the team over your personal ambitions. The sixth instinct today is mediumship. The message of this is, or it's defined as the ability to communicate with spirits. Yeah, we'll get there. The moon phase, waning crescent. This is where we take the time to contemplate what we need to release and prepare our new intentions for the new moon cycle, which is Wednesday, by the way, so keep that in mind. All right, let's put it all together. It's a great start to the week. You know, it's not often that we get these good themes, so let's take the win. The Empress is a card that symbolizes good fortunes and abundance, as I mentioned with the keywords. It's often meant to mean fertility and new life, like having a baby or something. But it can also be taken to mean, you know, success and fulfillment in just a broader, more general way. Now, the tool card that we have today is one that typically symbolizes wishful thinking or being lost in the clouds daydreaming. But it can also be taken to mean that there are ideas that our unconscious mind, that are in our unconscious mind, that gives us feelings of both excitement and nervousness. So as a tool, I think that we can use this sense of cautious optimism, or use it as a sense of cautious optimism, to keep us from overestimating the breadth and continuity of the success and abundance that we're currently experiencing. So another way to say this, like maybe more simply put, is to keep our expectations tempered. A more positive way to look at this is also perhaps think of it, think of what you could do with this abundance as it continues. So let yourself daydream a little bit. I don't know, like treat yourself might be a nice way to put it. The obstacle card today is one that's a little bit wonky to frame as an obstacle. So the inverted Eight of Swords, it's usually a signal of accepting ourselves after long struggles of self-doubt and uncertainty. It signals that we're ready to take active control of our lives and make formulative decisions of our futures. So how is that an obstacle? Yes. I'm glad you asked. Let's try to spin it a couple of ways and see which one fits best. So the few ways that I've taken this, first is being, it's the most simple in that we're not quite in the position of leaving the seat of self-doubt as much as we might think we are. You, me, anybody will never be in complete control of our life, destiny, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But there do come stages of life where we are exercising more control over it than other people might be. It really does depend on the person. So there's also the possibility that the feelings of self-doubt and general uncertainty about whatever, they either are not gone and we think they are, or they're not gone and we're pretending they are. So moving ahead with that in mind, the tool card, I want to bring it back for a little shout here. It's a reminder, I think, to also be creative in finding ways to leave those negative thought patterns behind. So there's more than one application for today. The moon phase aligns, I think, with that tool card in a broader sense of having us contemplate things that need to change. What changes do we need to make? What practices or bad habits do we need to let go of? And what intentions do we want to set for the next moon cycle? It's coming up. It's just a couple of days. So the sixth instinct, mediumship. Fuck. This one's also a little wonky. But so I want to take this one and spin it as something figurative instead of a literal ability to communicate with actual spirits. If you are capable of doing that, I'm more than interested in a demonstration. But until that time, I'm just going to take this to be a figurative card that we're getting. Meditation, I think, is a great practice for consulting the, let me heavy air quotes here, the spirits within, you know, to keep the language all ooky spooky. So that'll be what I'm doing anyway. If you've got other options, you let me know. I'm more than open to trying new things. Stone today we got is the tiger's eye. The best uses for this are calming anxiety and settling scattered thoughts or thinking too quickly, which is typically associated with anxiety. Sometimes for some people, it is for me, but so it also promotes emotional balance and mental harmony, just calming anxiety, but in other words. I saved the advice card for last because I think the message here is best suited to underline the entire reading of today, not just fit it as one part of it. So all of what has us feeling lost or confused or uncertain or anxious about the future, nervous about possible good things in front of us because we feel we don't deserve them, whatever the case is, you know, maybe these might not be questions that are going to be answered as quickly as our comfort would like, as much as our comfort needs. So maybe we can take the meditative practice suggestions as our strategy for today and in the next few days leading up to the new moon. And let's get lost in serving a greater purpose, something beyond ourselves. So what I think the benefit of this would be is that you might find in doing so, you might find allies, friends, peers, colleagues, whatever you want to call them, that you didn't know you would need, but will become an indispensable part of your journey. You might also find that serving the purpose of a broader group's goals, that they align much more with your own than you might have previously thought. And if you do want to keep it, like, how the fuck does this benefit me? It would be maybe that your efforts serving a larger purpose can show you new ways to serve your own when you're ready to start. But those I guess are really up to you. I'm partial to the first one. I always like to, somebody can teach you anything. Anybody has a lesson to teach you, even if it's a negative one of, you know, setting a negative example or, you know, what not to do when undertaking whatever endeavor you're undertaking. So that to me is the more valuable resource that you would get, is connecting with other people. Might also find, I think similarly, finding that the group's purposes align more with your own than you thought, that just might come from you like it more than you realized you would. I mean, that's what I thought about volunteering at an animal shelter. I knew I was going to like it, but God, didn't know I was going to like it that much. Okay, that's it. That's Monday, May 6th. Oh, shit balls. What are we going to do here? If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever the fuck, feel free. Call or text 833-LUX-PODS. It's anonymous either way. I don't know who you are if you don't tell me. If you would like your audio cut in, ideally call and leave a voice message. It goes straight to voicemail. I don't answer it. Or you could send voice notes on WhatsApp if you want to do that. But whatever works best for you. Always glad to hear from people. The phone number, 833 589-7637. Ooh. Social media handles, LVX Media Net. I mentioned that up top for Instagram, but that's the same social media handle that we have everywhere. If you can't find it, we're not on it. I'm going to make a concerted effort to try using TikTok. I'm gonna try. I can feel more gray hairs fucking sprouting on me already. Shit, what else? If you want to see how I do this, I put out a video. It's on Patreon. It's a behind the scenes thing where you get a better look at me, how I do all of this, all of the steps that go into making this, how the cards come out, how the stones come out, how all of it is put together. It's like I publish it at the end of every week. So yeah, patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. The ooky spooky tier. Imagine that shit, right? And if you would like a personal reading, you can go to luxmediashows.com and hit the spooky button. It's the logo. It's the same logo that wherever you're listening to this, there's the same logo, right? I would suggest filling that out. If you want a personalized reading, if you try to contact me via social media, there are other shows that are a part of the Lux Media Network, right? And other people have access to those accounts. So keep that in mind. If you want to keep it private, then fill out the form on the website. The more detail you give me, the more I can give you back. But whatever you're comfortable sharing, I'm sure it'll be sufficient. And if it's not, like, we can talk through it or whatever. But that's going to do it. Holy balls. It is Monday, May 6th. Enjoy. I'll see you next time. Same ooky time, same spooky place.